give me penis. No.
Penis.
All right.
And dick.
All right.
And tool.
All right.
Yeah, spell tool, T-O-O-L.
Yeah, well, that, no, this is the pronunciation. Any others you can think of?
Rod.
All right.
And, okay, of course, ram, and then they put it together, ramrod. All
right. You mean they use them separately, too, or the word?
Rod, and then ramrod, right, and ram.
All right.
And staff.
All right.
And shaft.
Yeah.
I shafted her.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what was a funny thing. That, I mean, that, I, you know, knew that word in that framework first, and then it's a magazine at the University of Illinois called Shaft, you know, and it was so ridiculously obvious, you know, that it really, it's...
Well, they used to call the big wheels on campus, right?
Yeah, sure. Well, there's a lot of these things, and one of the interesting things, you know, the terms coming out of jazz and, well, for instance, the word jazz itself, the word jazz itself originally just meant, had one meaning, it was sexual intercourse, but, and it's so funny because these, you know, these the words come out of out of jazz musician, and then it's picked up by these fraud rock and rollers. They, they pick up the words from the real musicians, and then it's passed on to these kids, you know, who wouldn't say shit if they had a mouthful. And they're going around using all of these words, and it's really funny because, but it's an interesting evolution. Mm-hmm. These words come in, and then you hear. I've been shocked that I used to teach in high school, and I hear these girls say these things that I've known purely out of music, and I was just amazed to hear. You know, these the word jelly roll, for instance.
Right.
And the word. Have you ever heard that word? That, how about that word jelly? Have you ever heard either of those?
Jelly.
Yeah.
What about hip? Of course, that's out of context.
That's right.
Used to be a big conversation among us.
Yeah.
And when a guy would come up and try to use the vernacular, and we would always tell where he would say hep or hip.
Yeah.
We'd say, oh, no.
Well, hep was there. I think hep was before 45, before Gillespie and Parker and those guys at Minton's, when they started in about 46, when Bop really got started in about 46. Uh-huh. That's when these words started coming in, but they took a long time, you know, to filter through to these kids. I know that, and coming through rock and roll music, it's very interesting. Well, it's the same thing. For instance, you hear the most preposterous song. You know, for instance, Lead Belly used to sing a song called, My Little John Henry, and it's about this, this girl who works on a whorehouse, and he says, "My little John Henry," and the refrain is, "My little John Henry, God Almighty knows," you know, and he says, "God Almighty knows." He doesn't say all. He says, "Oh, God Almighty knows." Well, there's an idiot's call. I don't know. They call it Brothers Four or something. And they were on the television program last spring. They said, "My little John Henry has got a mighty nose. God a mighty nose. God, he's got a mighty nose." I mean, it was a preposterous thing. But it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I remember the song when I was a kid, and Billy Eckstein was singing Jelly Roll, and I was shocked.
Jelly, jelly, jelly.
Yeah,
sure, say jelly, jelly,
it's
jelly.
On his mind.
I think I heard lately the song, Come On, Come On. They're saying Come On.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they say it.
And then it's been changed to Comma, Comma.
Comma, do the something with me, the locomotion. And this is very suggestive.
Yeah. Oh, sure. Well, I think that I've gotten a big kick out of that because they miss now even it's even worse than because rock and roll music has some relationship to jazz, you know, but folk music, as these guys, these college kids are saying, it has actually no relation to the music that, for instance, that Brunsey sang or Lead Belly. Now, I've got all those records, you know, the old ones, and that's when I used to like them. Now I mean, it's this crap that the Kingston Trio played in my stomach. But it's really interesting to hear the way they pervert these things. I mean, they don't know what they're talking about.
Turn it on, pull out. You know where the matches are.
Now, this other words besides trim, some of the common ones.
I think she called my be right there.
Okay, sure. Now.